USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A man is in custody after allegedly ramming his car into a security gate at an FBI office in Georgia. Video showing the car's front end smashed as it sits just inside the gate in a North Atlanta suburb. Officials say there are no injuries and the suspect has not been identified. After a five-year-long investigation, 41 people connected to the Jalisco New Generation Cartel have been charged for trafficking large amounts of cocaine, heroin, meth, and fentanyl into the United States, as well as for money laundering. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas, Alamdar Hamnani, announces a sprawling 50-count indictment from Houston.
Those charged are alleged to have sourced the drugs from Mexico, smuggled the drugs from Mexico across the border into the Southern District of Texas, into Houston, and into places like Atlanta, Pensacola, New Orleans, Nashville, and Chicago.
Members of the American intelligence community are suffering from Havana syndrome, a disease that often causes nausea, dizziness, and other symptoms following loud noises. Some of the victims of the disease are claiming it was caused by Russian intelligence. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller discusses these claims while at the State Department briefing.
It has been the broad conclusion of the intelligence community since March 2023 that it's unlikely a foreign adversary is responsible for these anomalous health incidents. It's something that the intelligence community has investigated extensively and continues to look at.
NFL star Vontae Davis has died. Police saying the 35-year-old was found dead in a South Florida home Monday morning. Foul play is not suspected. Davis played for the Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts, and Buffalo Bills. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Hamas is fighting to retake hospitals in Gaza. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking about the situation in the Middle East.
Hamas should not be operating out of hospitals. We have said that. We've said that over and over again. And putting civilians at risk. That's what we're seeing. And we are concerned by how Hamas appears. They appear to have been able to reconstitute in a hospital so quickly.
American and Israeli delegates spoke Monday about Israel's planned invasion of Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city. The United States has tried to dissuade Israel from invading Rafah, where over 1 million civilians could be sheltering. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson from the chamber's top job, and several House Republicans say it possible he could be removed after the House passed a government funding deal with mostly Democratic votes and without adequate time to review it. Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett shares why Green's motive, he believes, was completely unnecessary.
I think all we'd be doing was handing the gavel to Akeem Jeffries if we took down Speaker Johnson. I think he's done his job accordingly to his numbers. Again, I don't agree on the funding for Ukraine, but I don't think that's something to throw him out of office on.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.